Hey guys, welcome to New Ones at Noon or New Music Mondays. If you're tuning in on the podcast, either way, I'm happy you're here. And thank you sincerely for joining me and listening to Dropout Radio, your source for 100% real Canadian independent music, streaming 24 hours a day at dropoutentertainment.ca, in case you didn't know. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. Don't forget, you can also listen to Dropout Radio anytime on the MyTuner Radio app. So there is my plug for the MyTuner Radio app. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. This podcast also just got released on Amazon Music, so that's pretty exciting. This is episode 13, and we've got a pretty solid show lined up with some new music from one of my favorite Canadian indie bands, Bleaker. We've also got a brand spanking new one from Elliot Brood, and we've got an interview with Ottawa band Taming Sari and an all new all rock single from them. It's called Loving Way. So let's get all in it. Let's get all in it, shall we? I talked about the Aurelia band Bleaker on this show before, and I'm sure I'll talk about them again. The band has been one of my favorite acts to see and just to listen to since I was introduced to them last year. They actually took home the Canadian Independent Music Video Award for Best Music Video for the music video for their song Straight for the Money. Bleaker had a new album titled Self-Made scheduled for release earlier this year. However, we are still waiting on that as the band decided to push back the release due to COVID-19. There's something about the way the band writes and composes music that I guess I find really compelling. This is Problems from Problems from Bleaker's highly anticipated new album Self-Made. Coming sometime in the future, you know, when they're ready.
Your own damn party, right? Oh, throw your problems in the air. Don't let them sell you nothing, cause there's nothing really there. Oh, throw your problems in the air like someone else's money at your own damn party, right? Oh, throw your problems in the air. Problems in the air. Don't make them love you. They don't love themselves. Don't let them tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a good tune. I swear that song just gets me happy. Moving right along, Elliott Brood. Elliott Brood is a Canadian three-piece alternative country band formed in 2002 in Toronto, consisting of Mark Sasso, Casey Laforette, and Stephen Pitkin. The band's style has been described as frontier rock. I like that. On September 18th, the band hosted a live stream release party for their new album, Keeper. Okay, so check this out. Quote, "Dancing between melancholy and tenderness, the hardships and blessings of long-lasting relationships, it's like letting light pour into a dark room." End quote. That is what Exclaim magazine had to say about this new album from Elliott Brood. And if you don't know who Exclaim magazine is, maybe you're from outside of Toronto or Canada, I don't know how far Exclaim's reach is, to be totally fair. They're just, they're a very respected music magazine here in Toronto, and you know what they say counts, so it's cool. It's a great album. It's available now on all our fancy places, all our fancy streaming places we get music that are on our phone in the future here today. This is Stay Out from Elliott Brood's new album, Keeper.
I do believe that I've had enough, but I don't want to go home. I'm out of time and I'm out of luck, and I don't kids and a beautiful wife, but I don't want to go home. I'm proud and thankful and terrified. It's the end of the road, it's the end of the old road, it's the end of the line, and it's time that I let it go. And the seasons change, everything gets rearranged, but tonight I'm stuck in the yesterday. And this is gone in the blink of an eye.
That was Stay Out off the album Keeper. Keeper is a great album through and through. It's the new one from Elliott Brood, and I would highly recommend giving it a listen, for sure. I got a chance this week, amidst my adventures wandering around my own home, to get in an internet-powered call with Ottawa-based band Taming Sari. Since the band's album release last fall, Taming Sari has opened for Planet Smashers, they opened for The Lazies, and they also played the intermission show at an Ottawa Senators game, which is back in the before time, so that was like a full house. The guys are still creating and aiming to have some more new stuff this year, but in the meantime, they are just happy that they got to put out a piece of music, a piece of art in 2020, and that's a pretty cool way to look at it when a pandemic busts up your recording plans for a year. Now, here is some of my interview with Taming Sari. before we get into listening to their very rocking new track, Loving Way. Hey guys, I am here today with Taming Starry. Taming Starry, how are you guys?
Doing great. Thanks for having us, Ben.
Awesome. Are you guys all together right now?
Yeah. All five of us. Yeah.
So you guys are in each other's bubble situation out there in Ottawa?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're deep in there.
Cool. How many Taming Starry members are there in total?
Five. Six with my imaginary friend.
Six with Adam's double personality.
How long have you guys been making music together?
So this current formation, we've been together for 3 years now, actually as of Labor Day. So it's kind of like our 3 year anniversary. So, you know, we didn't plan a honeymoon or anything because of COVID, but you know, we've been working together for 3 years. We went through different stages. At first, Adam, Danny, and Mig were in a band together, and they found this excellent gentleman called Warren Meredith, also known as the Ginger Fox. And they really liked his voice and his energy, so they got him in the band. And the guy talking is Alex. I'm the bass player. I'm sort of the baby, the later guy, but yeah.
He was the magic. He was the magic stuff. We added it into the potion, and then we added him the final ingredient, then stuff started bubbling out of the cauldron, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when the magic started.
Yeah. So, like, over the past 3 years, we managed to record an EP on our own. We did a couple of singles and an album with Ross Hayes Cedrillo in Toronto. We did some really cool videos, music videos for three songs.
You know, I want to talk about, actually, let's talk about your music for a second, because your music has evolved sort of from what it was to your new track. Loving Way is more, I guess, like, first of all, you guys are very much a rock band. Like, I got to say that, because you don't hear so many very much rock bands that don't have a post-rock or such and such in front of it or behind it. This one is very, very rock. And I just want to talk about the process of where the music was and the process of evolving that into what Loving Way is now.
We were working on this song pre-COVID, and we had gone and played it in February, a version of this in Toronto at the Rock Pile. And it was well received and we liked it. But then when we took it to be produced during COVID times, we escaped to Toronto and we like recorded this song, and it was sort of we wanted one song this year. It was like, we knew everything was getting doomed and we wanted to have some piece of art. We wanted to say something during this time. And so I think Loving Way was like our way to just say something. It didn't start out that way. It was called Loving Way, but it seemed to make perfect sense as COVID came into full swing. And we were like, okay, this song actually has a meaning and a purpose now. And so we went full rock with it. I mean, I pushed my voice. This is Warren. I pushed my voice to, I think, its absolute limitations with that song. And I don't think that will be my regular sound, to be honest with you. I think the next song.
Very impressive sound. Just
well, thanks. I mean, I'll do it again.
Oh, he will. He will do it again. We're going to be on his ass. Warren, you're not getting out of this one.
It's taxing. That sound is taxing, I'm not going to lie. But it was all about giving everything we had to.
It was one of those things where it's like Warren said, like it was like our one shot, one song that we were planning. Okay, let's do one thing because this COVID thing is killing us. It's killing everyone, you know. And it was like when he came up with the lyrics, the way it starts, shut your mouth. The first time he did that, I have to like everyone looked at each other, like we looked at each other like, holy crap, that's it. That's the voice we needed for this song. And then because Warren just got like, he's like, okay, like,
Also, of course, I was up late, like everybody watching the riots in the States, and that in conjunction with COVID, it got me fired up. It got us all fired up, and we just had to say something to the world on it. And I hope that in 20 years from now, we're happy with it and we're proud with it, because right now we are for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys absolutely should be for sure. What is it like being a band creating during this time versus versus before? Like, how are you guys adjusting to it?
It's hard. I'm, you know, I've been playing music for a long time, and I think these times have been the hardest as a musician because there's so many uncertainties in the future of what the music industry will be. So we're trying to just blend in as it blends itself in, you know? So it's new techniques, new tools, new avenues, you know, like there's restrictions being put against like the industry, like every day. And, you know, so we do what we can and we try and do the best that we can with whatever's given right now.
We're being thankful and grateful as possible. Yeah. There's a lot of bands that are just done. There's a like businesses. There's just a lot of people that are just they're not getting any show offers. They're not getting any gigs. They're not getting anything. And we've been fortunate enough that as restrictions have come up a little bit, we got to do a 100-person outdoor festival. It's normally 400 people or more. And you know what? It didn't matter. This was 100 great rock fans. Yeah. They wanted to buy into the restrictions, which is perfect. They wanted to stay in their circles. They wanted to enjoy a rock show outside. And we're just lucky enough right now. We're just trying to be like, okay, yeah, we get to do this. We still get to do something. And that's the best part right now. But it's very trying. We don't get to rehearse the same way. We don't get to do shows the same way. But it's the same for everybody. Nobody is unscathed here.
And to add to that, just to the point of writing new material, we're finding ourselves in a different situation where we might be just planning at a longer term. So we're looking at maybe writing songs for an EP, for an album, as time goes by. And we're gonna take the time to actually write things like very well. So when we go into the studio, we'll be ready. But, you know, we're not in a rush to push out content right now because I think it's a good opportunity to slow down and make sure that we're planning our next moves correctly when writing music.
You guys mentioned a recent show. That was the Voodoo Festival, right?
Yeah,
Voodoo Rock Fest.
Yeah.
Voodoo Rock Fest. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yeah. So Voodoo Rock Fest has been going on for about 5 years now, and they featured great up-and-coming bands before they were exploding on the scene, such as The Damn Truth,
Crownlands,
Cleopatra. So those would be the three big names that have come out over the last 5 years, which is a pretty short time to have that. Like, that shows you the Canadian talent that can come out of the independent scene that can really rise up. And so this festival is put on by Joe Matthews and his wife Wendy, and they're just big independent music lovers. They normally have it at the fairgrounds in Napanee. This year they had it on their own property. All the restrictions and guidelines were in place. Everything was really well received. People were obeying and having a good time still, which was amazing to see. And it was just a great, great festival to be a part of and get to be there with all the bands in Ontario, really, that are trying really, really hard right now.
Where can we find more about Taming Sari?
We're going to let the guitarist tell you that.
You guys are going to tell them. Yeah, you can find us on YouTube.
We're on YouTube.
On Taming Sari Band.
Yeah.
On our channel.
That's right.
On Facebook, Twitter. Warren's doing a really good job on Twitter. TamingSariBand.com.
TamingSariBand.com. Awesome.
Those are the guitar players, Big and Danny, for you.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me and talking about Love and Way. And we've got that coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Taming Sari, and this is Taming Sari and Loving Way.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers.
Yep.
Cheers, guys. Awesome. Thank you.
Stand your ground. Don't give a name.
For me, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Taming Sorry for hanging out. Those guys are awesome. Loving Way is a great track. You can get it now on all major streaming platforms. Those guys were also really fun to hang out with. Dropout Radio is licensed to play through SoCan, so thank you, SoCan. The show is available as a podcast on Apple, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher. It's also available now on Amazon Music. It's also available at noon, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Dropout Radio, streaming independent Canadian music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's on dropoutentertainment.ca. And we air at noon, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you can tune in there. Hey, and if you got a free second today, connect with us on social media at Dropout Entertainment. We like to connect with people. I'm Ben in Toronto. Thanks for listening. Remember, take care of yourself, take care of each other. I will be back next week. Now back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.